Yeah, so this is our sixth year doing Same
Okay.
Game. I can't believe it's been 6 years, but it's been amazing. And we learned about Save Gene from a CAC that was doing it in Texas. So we borrowed the idea from them. But in a nutshell, for people who haven't heard of Save Gene, it's a symbolic event where we look at the number of reports that have been made to Department of Social Services over the past 12 months or so for all of the jurisdictions that we serve, either formally or informally. And this year we're going to be reading over 11,000 names. So that means in the jurisdictions that we are helping and serving, that there were 11,000 reports of suspected child abuse, or yes, 11,000 reports. And so what we do is we read the name Jane Doe or John Doe, in place of, obviously in place of actual names, to protect confidentiality. And we also read ages. So we give a sense of kind of what's the age span. So you might hear somebody reading the name Jane Doe, and they might say that the child was 6 months old. And sometimes people kind of think like, well, how do you serve a 6 month old when you're engaging them in a forensic interview where they're talking? But what they don't understand is that we also serve children who are too young for talking interviews by we provide them the opportunity to get medical treatment at the CAC. And so they may have needed photographs taken of bruises or other types of medical. So we're reading that name a lot. We're reading names 11,000 times, and we engage the community in taking a part of that list and coming to Market Square and reading that part of the list. And each one of those kids, every time we're reading that name, we're representing one child that had a real experience and really was abused. And so the whole goal is to raise awareness that this is happening in our community, and it does happen here. And it doesn't just happen to kids in certain families or in certain neighborhoods or in it happens to kids without discrimination. And so it's just it's an event that we've really found has had deep impact in the community. People talk about it for months afterwards, and oftentimes people who are, we call them readers, people who sign up to read a set of names, oftentimes we hear from them later or even kind of after their set of names is over how impactful it was for them to stand up and participate in that way.
Some are really you can some who really take the time, I think, and when you start thinking about it, a lot of times we'll pause or get choked up, especially for some of the real young children. And it does. All of a sudden you're just hearing it, and it strikes you just how prevalent
It really
it
does.
is.
It really does. I think for people who don't understand necessarily, it really does. The symbolism is very meaningful. And it does, I think, help people understand that these are real children who've had real experiences. And I mean, people have come up to me after reading their selections, and sometimes they'll stay and listen to other people reading their sections. And people over the years have come up to me and disclosed to me that they were a victim of abuse and that they hadn't ever participated in anything like this, but they found the courage to, and so it was part of their healing journey as well, participating in this. So we're glad to be able to bring it to the community, and to continue to raise awareness around child abuse. It does happen here.
And that's that, and just the 11,000 number. I mean, you'll start a little bit after noon,
Correct.
and I know last year it was starting to get dark.
Yes,
So that's how long it
it
goes.
typically goes until about 9 o'clock. Last year we had the number was a little bit smaller, but this year is a little bit bigger. It might go until like 10, but we're there until we finish. So Market Square works with us around that. We don't ever really know exactly what time we're going to finish, but 11,000 I would estimate is going to take us until maybe 10 o'clock or so.
And last year was the first time was there at the beginning, and then I came back. And I think that's what struck me, to come back and all of a sudden to see the traffic on William Street with the lights on and everybody going about their Friday night routine. And this still was going
Still
on.
going on.
It started at lunchtime for some people and was still going on.
And it takes the event does kind of take on a different tone when it's dark.
Yeah, that was the other thing.
That there's a solemn, it's solemn all day, but there's a different level of solemnness, if that's
yeah,
the word.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
in when it gets dark. But I guess part of the symbolism there, too, is that, you know, it is happening all the time. No matter right. what time of day it is right. or what time of year it is, it's happening. And the other side of that is that safe harbor is there. Mm. We're there all the time.
Yeah.
To help kids that have experienced this. So it's important. The first CAC that did this in Texas, they had so many names that it took them 24 hours. So they had a whole
wow.
cycle, a whole day of a cycle. And they went nonstop until they finished. So that's the idea, is that no matter what time you start, you continue going until every single name has been read.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's powerful.
Yeah.
It really shows you, it's especially if you just feel like when you hear about child abuse, well, that happens. That doesn't happen
right.
much around here.
Right.
And you just don't. The thing is, we don't hear about it.
Right.
We may hear a case or two, but that's just a drop in the bucket. And that's why it just shows when you're spending the whole day doing this.
Mm-hmm. And it also, I mean, we try not to get too much into statistics, but just to give people some context, the 11,000 in the whole Commonwealth of Virginia in the past year, there were over 50,000. Reports.
Yeah.
And so it's, I mean, I try not to get too much into statistics, but at the same time, events like this can also humanize the statistics. Mm-hmm. So when you're thinking about like one Jane Doe, John Doe, like it really does bring you down to the level of connecting with an individual child who had an experience of abuse. And it kind of cuts through those big statistic numbers that kind of people glaze yeah. over. And